ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ममाहम इति देहादो इत्वा मिथ्यार्थ धीर्मतिम् धास्ये मनो भगवति शुद्धं तत् कीर्तनादिभिः
Often devotees ask, how can we understand that we are not the body? We understand it theoretically, but how can we actually realize this? So Prabhupada gives the answer in this purport. You might be disappointed with the answer. The answer is that one should chant the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and always keep oneself in the association of devotees. You may be disappointed because you think, well, I'm already doing that. There must be some kind of secret answer, something which Prabhupada didn't tell us. What's wrong? I'm chanting Hare Krishna, but it's not working. So there's either something wrong with the process, or Prabhupada didn't give us the proper process. People seem to have such doubts. But if we perceive that it's not working, then we should understand the problem is with us, not with the process. Actually, there's nothing wrong with the process. But within the process of Krishna consciousness, we don't offer any magic wand solutions. That if you want that kind of thing, you should go to Sai Baba. But if you want something real, then we have to take up the real process of Krishna consciousness. We are very, very contaminated with sinful desires from many, many lifetimes. And if we're going to become purified, we can expect that it will take some time. Of course, we can be instantly purified by chanting the holy names. It is possible. But generally, we are ourselves attached to not being purified. We identify with our impurities and think that this is me. We think that I am my mind together with all the garbage in it. So therefore, we're generally recommended to take up the process of sadhana bhakti for gradual purification. Sadhana bhakti means this kirtanadibhi, all the processes beginning with kirtan in the association of devotees. And then there can be gradual purification. If we're impatient to be very quickly purifying, we're more likely to fall down, actually. Because realistically understanding our position, to come from the position, realistically understanding the position of our mind and our contaminations, to come from the position of a demon to a paramahamsa instantly is not viable. It can happen quickly, it does happen quickly. If we accept the process of no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication, follow the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti, that in itself is a very big purification right in the very beginning. But it happens quickly, just we've been in material consciousness for millions of lifetimes, so that we can, in the course of several years, become purified. That is relatively quickly. But at the same time, we have to expect that it will take at least some time. It's just like in Ayurveda, the doctor may analyze what is the condition of the patient. You may see that the body is full of poisons, but they don't recommend in all cases that you just immediately try to get rid of all the poisons. You have to gradually clean them out. Because the body is so used to functioning with these poisons that if you just immediately clean them out, then it doesn't know how to function without them. Similarly with an addiction, if one is addicted to alcohol, if he's addicted to drinking, say, 2 bottles of vodka every day, then if you suddenly stop, then you have a severe reaction. Because the body expects, you get so much ethanol in the system, it comes to depend upon it. So it is a contamination. The alcohol in the body is a contamination that should be given up. But to do so very suddenly may disorientate the body so badly that it may have a very bad effect, actually. So similarly, if one tries to be a Paramahamsa immediately, he won't be able to, and he'll actually fall down. Now, that doesn't mean that one shouldn't try. It doesn't mean that if we're discussing Krishna Katha and we'll think, oh, now I should speak some nonsense. I don't want to try to be a Paramahamsa too quickly. No, we should try with determination to be Krishna consciousness. But at the same time, recognizing our position, we should act with determination, and we should give up the gross manifestations of non-Krishna conscious or material life. Here Prabhupada stresses giving up the contaminations of illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. As Prabhupada has emphasized many, many, many times in his reports, we don't find such emphasis in the writings of the previous acharyas, but then again, the previous acharyas were not writing their purports for consumption or for reading at that time by people who are anyway addicted to such things. Prabhupada's disciples almost all came from a background of illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. So Prabhupada stressed again and again, seeing our tendency to fall into these sinful contaminations, Prabhupada stressed again and again and again how we have to keep free from them if at all we are to be Krishna conscious. Following these four regulative principles are a necessary prerequisite for people who are serious about advancing Krishna consciousness. Now there are some people nowadays who say that, well, you don't have to follow all the regulative principles. They speak of 3.5 or 3 or something like this. But we should know these people are very rascalish mentality. Even some people are giving so-called initiation without requiring that their so-called disciples follow these principles. Well, what is the meaning of such an initiation? Initiation is meant for the purpose of advancing in Krishna consciousness. So if you're not even following the basic regulative principles and you're not even required to do so to be initiated, then what is the meaning of such an initiation? It is simply an exchange between the cheaters and the cheater. Even people who have had some contact with Prabhupada's books, they should know what is the proper standard, because Prabhupada repeatedly stresses no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. But they say, oh, the guru is so merciful, even though we engage in these things, still he's initiating us. How merciful. So they are deliberately misrepresenting what is the mercy of a guru. Mercy of a guru is that he insists that you give up these sinful activities because they will block your advancement in Krishna consciousness. It is not mercy to say that, oh, it's okay, you can engage in these activities. That's not mercy, you'll go to hell by following by this sinful life. And if you say, oh, well, we're chanting Hare Krishna, that will free us from sinful life. That is the seventh offense against the holy name, which said that there's no worse offense, and even Yamaraj won't purify you from such a sinful mentality. It's so bad. So Prabhupada, he saw the tendency of the people from the Western countries especially to fall into these sinful activities. But he never compromised with this. Prabhupada made many adjustments suitable for the preaching in the modern world. He allowed, for instance, that women could live within his ashrams, which is unheard of in the history of Vedic culture. But he was very strict on these four regulative principles. He never compromised on them. Mm. Because Prabhupada was an acharya, that means he upholds the Vedic principles. He doesn't break them. An acharya is worshipped as good as God because he represents God, not that he replaces God. God means who gives the laws of the universe. Dhamam tu sakshat bhagavat panitam. And an acharya is one who teaches others to follow these rules, not to break the rule. Then he's not an acharya. Then he's a cheater. So this point Prabhupada is making again and again and again and again. You have to follow the four regulative principles. So you may think, well, you know, why, what's the big thing? We're all devotees here. We're all following them. But we see many people are following. Later they think, too much trouble. You know, I'm working hard all day. What's wrong with having a little cigarette and a little beer at the end? There are many such cases, and they'll we should be strict on this point and understand that this is sinful. More so for one who knows that it's sinful. People in general Lokasya janato, the people in general don't know about the process of bhakti yoga. People in general, they in the Western countries, they think, well, meat eating, gambling, illicit sex. You don't know what is illicit sex. So meat eating, gambling, yeah. Sex, intoxication. It's just normal. They say, what is this illicit sex? Sex is sex. What's the meaning, illicit sex? It's, you know, it's all fun. They have no idea. But a devotee who is educated in spiritual knowledge, and particularly if he's taken the initiation vow, for him to break these principles, then that is very simple. We shouldn't misunderstand this story of Ajamil. We shouldn't think that the story of Ajamil is it's an advertisement that you chant Hare Krishna for some time, be a rascal for the rest of your life, and then the Vishnu Dutas will save you at the end. That is not the purport of the story. The point that's being made by Shukadeva Goswami in speaking the story of Ajamil to Parikshit Maharaj is how one can be saved by chanting the holy names, even without directly thinking of Lord Vishnu, how even the Nama Bhas, the reflection of pure chanting, can deliver one. So his Nama Bhas, it was Nama Bhasa, not Nama Parad, because he didn't deliberately chant to be free from his sinful life. He had no such concept. Simply he was engaged in devotional life as part of his upbringing. And then he fell away from that and forgot all about it. And after that he never considered whether I'm sinful or not sinful. Although he was actually very sinful. And he was inspired by the Lord within the heart to name his youngest son Narayana. So he was always calling out the name Narayana, Ah Narayana. But he didn't call out the name of Narayana thinking that by calling out this name I'll be free from my sinful life. This week's sins cleared off and now I'm fresh and ready for the next week. He never had any such idea. But if we think that, well, I did enough Krishna consciousness for this life, now I'll enjoy myself for the rest, and then we become offenders to the holy name. So rather we should learn this from the story of Ajamil. The attitude that he is expressing in, as described in this verse and the previous verse, that I shall not fall victim again to the false lures of material sense gratification. I shall not identify myself with the body. False conceptions of I and mine, and fix my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. So that was his determination, to do whatever was required to be Krishna conscious. This mood is also expressed by the Avanti Brahmana, who at the end of a sinful life also became Krishna conscious. Etam sa'asthaya paratmanishtam adhyasitam purvatamai mahadvihi aham tarishyami duranta param tamomukam vangurashivayava. His determination, aham tarishyami, I will cross over the insurmountable ocean of ignorance by being fixed in service to Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by following in the footsteps of the previous great acharyas. This was his determination.
What?
This should be our determination. That means our determination is accompanied by our prayerful mood that, my dear Lord Krishna, I want to attain to your lotus feet. I don't have sufficient strength myself. Please help me. And as the English saying goes, the Prabhupada sometimes quoted, God helps those who help themselves. Yayata mang prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajami aham. Krishna reciprocates if we sincerely try to serve him. But if we think, okay, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, that's good, all right, and then the rest of the time I'll do all nonsense, then that is nonsense. As Prabhupada jokingly said once, he was chanting with his beads, then he put them aside. He said, now I finish my 16 rounds, I can do any damn nonsense I like. Chant your rounds, and then what comes after that? You're chanting, Hare Krishna, my dear Krishna, energy of Krishna, Radharani. Please engage me in your service. So if we're seriously chanting Hare Krishna, then we must seriously engage in Krishna's service. Prabhupada writes that in one of his purports that the symptom of someone who's actually chanting Hare Krishna is that the symptom of someone who's getting the result of chanting Hare Krishna is that they're enthusiastically engaged in devotional service. So nowadays, all these management experts and so on, they talk about psychologists, they talk about positive attitude. So actually, we don't need all these kind of psychologists. Oh, we have the best psychologist, Vyasadeva, who's given the correct solution for all the disturbances of the mind. Chant Hare Krishna and follow the regulated principle. It's too easy. I need something more complex. Then take something more complex. There are hundreds and thousands of books on the combinations and permutations of the insane mind. And you can analyze it this way and that way and another way. And at the end of it all, you'll still be in Maya. So better just chant Hare Krishna. Follow the four regulated principles. Yes. Have faith in Krishna. Bhaja bhaja bhai chaitanya nitai sudhira vishasakari vishaya charya shri rashi manjiya mukhe bhava hari hari. This is these four lines. You can take these and then throw out all the psychology books in the world. Worship, worship, my dear brother. Brother is often used in these songs to mean mind. My dear mind. So my dear mind, just worship Chaitanya Nitai. Sudhira was very firm. Sudhira Vishas, very strong faith. You should have very strong faith that if I simply take shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda in devotional service, then I don't need anything else that is complete. Shadha Shadde Vishas Kare Sudhira Nishchoy Jay Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Kama Krita Hai. Faith means the conviction that if I simply follow the process of devotional service, I don't need to do anything else. Krishna will look after me, surely. Bhaja bhaja bhai chaitanya nitai sudhira vishasakari vishaya charya means give up sense gratification. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. Cinema, TV, also no need for these things. Vishaya charya shira shemajiya, get absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Mukhe bolo hari hari, and use your mouth for chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. As Prabhupada states in this purport, one can understand that he's not the body. He can come to the spiritual platform if one chants the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and always keeps oneself in the association of devotees. And then the next line Prabhupada writes, the next sentence, this is the secret of success. So simple. So nice. Chant Hare Krishna in the association of devotees. Follow the process of devotional service. So there's no need to go here, there, all over the universe looking for different solutions. We already have the best solution, which is Krishna consciousness. And we have the best guru, means we're following Shastric principles given by Vyasadeva and given in the modern age by Prabhupada. So just have faith in this, follow this. Don't be a rascal. That means no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. And chant Hare Krishna and be happy and enthusiastically engage in devotional service. Whether you're going back to Godhead, not going back to Godhead, that's up to Krishna. Simply it is our duty to serve Krishna. If a devotee who serves Krishna with that attitude, then surely Krishna will take him back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Speak loudly so the people over there in that corner can hear you.
Wait a minute, why don't you just translate some of it? How is he going to remember it all?
Did everyone hear that at the back?
Okay, all right. See if you can say it in three words.
You were speaking in the lecture. Mm-hmm.
Well, then you have to be an expert doctor. But the point I was making is that particularly for devotees who have taken initiation, they should very strictly adhere to these four regulative principles. That example of not cleaning out all the impurities immediately, that means that we have certain mental impurities which may not be possible to clean out immediately. They will be gradually cleaned away by the regular chanting of the holy names and engagement in devotional service. However, there will not be a cleaning effect if we don't follow the regulative principles. So when people first come or they first express interest in Krishna consciousness, we don't insist immediately, in most cases, that they follow the four regulative principles. But when we see that someone is serious and they're at the point of, they're at the point where they want to and seriously inquire about Krishna consciousness, then we can tell them about these principles. And that is one of the first tests, whether one is actually serious about spiritual life or not. Sometimes we see people who follow the four regulative principles, or more or less follow them. They might take tea or some less serious form of intoxicant, but who are nevertheless not at all Krishna conscious. They're like Mayavadis. So following the four regulated principles in itself is not specifically purifying. One has to adopt the process of devotional service to become purified. But not to follow the regulated principles means to become contaminated. And if we don't follow the regulated principles, then our chanting of Hare Krishna will have a very limited effect.
What is more important in spiritual life, self-discipline or control of our sin and devotees?
Both are required. Ultimately, discipline has to be internal, not external.
But
if you follow just by pressure or social pressure or force while you're in the association of devotees, but as soon as you go out of the association of devotees, you don't follow, then ultimately, that means you're not advancing. It's just like a child when he's very young, he's strictly controlled by the parents because it's understood that he doesn't know how to behave properly. But if the same amount of control is needed by the time you reach 20 years old, then we understand that this person is mentally retarded. In the beginning, the devotees should be well disciplined.
So,
Because it's understood they're under training. But that training means they're supposed to internalize that discipline so they don't need to be treated like children for their whole lives. If we don't internally accept that discipline, then after some time we won't accept the external discipline either. Then we'll go away from the association devotees and say 3.5 principles. It means we're not sincere. Any other questions?
And you say just you should just chant Hare Krishna to a stage. What level of chanting do you mean?
Whatever level we are on, we should chant and improve. We can't artificially come to the platform of immediately of Shuddhanam. Jai Hare Krishna.